Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you. I got to tell you something. If you're a parent in the Pacific Northwest and you're not angry about what the schools, the public schools, the government-operated public schools have done and what they have not done, then you're not paying attention. And here's what I'm talking about. Taxpayers fund billions of dollars worth of public education, and here I'm talking specifically about kindergarten through 12th grade. You fund billions of dollars in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho to pay for those schools. And during the pandemic, those schools failed to deliver for your kids, or if you don't have kids in the public schools, then for the children of the community. But they still got paid. They still got every single dime they wanted. In fact, they got a lot of money on top of that. You know, money shoveled out by the Congress, money shoveled out by the legislatures of the two states. They said, thanks for all the cash. No, we didn't do the job. And no, we're not going to do much of anything to fix the problem. Now, I want to test this with Senator John Brown, who joins me now. Senator, welcome back. But am I wrong about any of that, that we paid for a service, didn't get the service, and the government bureaucracy that is supposed to supply the service says, hey, thanks for the cash, but no, we're not going to finish the job?
I think you got it exactly. And you, I think the very first statement you said, the parents in Washington should be deeply disappointed, is spot on. We are not doing the job that we are responsible for our children. And it starts way back at the beginning of the pandemic. And I certainly get why early on we are cautious, but fairly soon we knew that this was not a problem for children. We knew, many of us knew and spoke quite loudly that this would cause long-term problems, and we've seen exactly that. Mental health problems, academic problems, social emotional problems. We have done great harm to our children, and here's the really thing that really should be making people mad. I get that we make mistakes sometimes, but we've done nothing about it to make it right. We're sitting on our hands, and these kids are still 1 to 2 years behind.
Okay, Senator, I'm going to throw an idea at you. Like most of my crazy ideas, I kind of don't expect that anybody's going to do it. But it seems like the most obvious, simple solution to this. If I never had to go to summer school myself, but if you fell behind in school, a lot of times the parent, you know, the school would tell your parents, hey, you should have Johnny or Lars sit in a classroom for a good part of the summer and get caught up on math or English or whatever it was that you had fallen behind on. Now, we have an opportunity, and I made this pitch actually at the very beginning of last year, saying, hey, we've got time. Why don't you tell the schools you're going to stay in operation and you're going to provide catch up for all of these kids, not catch up the vegetable, but catching up on their schoolwork. And the teachers, you're going to work till the job is done, the way everybody else in American society does. I've compared it to painting a house. If a guy says, you know, I'll take your money to paint your house, Senator Braun, and you say, okay, we've agreed on what you're going to do, and we've agreed on the price. And he comes to you, he says, I'll be done in 3 days. At the end of 3 days, he's only painted three quarters of your house. He's left a quarter of it unpainted. And he says, okay, I'll take my check. And you say, I'm not paying you till you finish the job. That's also the case with just about every other example I can think of where you agree to pay a substantial amount of money for a service or a product. And when it isn't delivered or the job isn't done, the person who's writing the check is a fool if he says, well, I'll go ahead and pay you anyway, even though you haven't finished the job. Shouldn't we go to the schools and to the teachers' unions and say, you promised to educate these kids. You failed to do it. Now, there were a lot of other circumstances that got in the way. Same thing can happen to the house painter. You say, well, it rained one of those days. I don't care. It rained one of those days. Finish the job. And if somebody were to tell you, Senator, I'm not going to finish the job. I'm going to take the money you promised me for what I had planned to be a 3-day job, and I'm not doing another day of work to finish up the job. What would you tell that person?
We don't want that service. They're not delivering. And it's even worse than you described, because we did all that. The three quarters of the house was painted. But we paid an extra billions of dollars into our school system, and we still didn't get it done. It's just maddening. And we know not because you think it or I think it. We know it because the test scores here in Washington State have fallen dramatically. This is all part of an accountability problem we've had with our education, our public education system, for a long time. There's absolute refusal by the education union to accept anything that even remotely resembles accountability. And just understand here, we're not talking about, you know, something is general as painting the house. We're talking about the education of our children, the future of our children, and we're just standing by, letting it just not happen. It's really maddening. Here's the thing. The other thing I'd point out, we get all this talk, especially from the left, about equity, and I've said this over and over. This is the equity issue of our time, because it's not the children who were doing okay, that were in good circumstances otherwise. Those kids, either because they've worked harder or their parents have been more involved, they're doing okay. It's the kids who are already on the edge, that were already having academic problems, who are already having social, emotional, mental health problems. They're already having financial problems. Those are the kids that are suffering the most, and yet
we still are
not doing anything to get them on track.
And by the way, just to put a point on this, Senator, tell me if I'm wrong about this. If the house painter said, Senator, I'm done. And you said, well, good. I'll walk around the house, take a look at the, Senator, don't look at the back of your house. If the painter said, well, you don't look at the back because I'm not done. I didn't finish. The teachers unions are saying to the lawmakers, to the legislature, to the school boards, they're saying, we don't even want the kids tested. Well, why not? Well, because if you tested them, you'd find out that we completely failed to do the job, and then you'd want to make us accountable. Is it possible at all to call some of these either school officials, Reichdahl and his bunch, or school principals, or the teachers' unions, and call them before one of your Senate committees and say, did you do the job? Did you get paid? And are you going to finish the job? Is it possible to do that?
Certainly, the procedures allow for it. The challenge we have is that the education union is the top donor for the current majority party, and they're not going to do a single thing to hold them accountable. That's the sad thing about it. It's ultimately up to the voters to decide who they want to run the state. And right now, they've chosen folks funded by the education union, and they're not going to get accountability as long as it looks like that,
Senator. Can you be like Diogenes, take your lantern and go out and find one honest school administrator who you could call to a committee hearing and say, you know, one that's willing to admit we didn't finish the job. We got paid, but we didn't finish the job, and use that as leverage to force this issue?
I think that's a possibility. That's a good suggestion, because there are, I mean, I don't mean to disparage all the school administrators, all the teachers. There's a ton of schools out there. I mean, here in my district, many of the schools stayed in person, or at least partly in person. They worked really hard, and as a result, they're outperforming the rest of the state. So there are good folks out there in the public education system that understood they had a responsibility to educate these children. They did the right thing, and they understand that not everyone did that, and thousands of children, hundreds of thousands of children in our state are way behind as a result. So,
Senator, we're going to shame them into doing the right thing. And if they won't do it, then shame on the teachers' unions, and shame on the teachers, too. That's Senator John Braun.